Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
So you'd like to be famous, would you? Let me give you the tiniest glimpse of what low-grade fame looks like. When a book of mine sold 50,000 copies, they told me it was a bestseller. That's what it took back in those primitive days. Believe me, I did not see this coming. If my high school teachers were to single out potential authors and studious students with perfect penmanship, they would have chosen girls with horn-rimmed spectacles who sat upright, finishing assignments on time. My report cards prepared me for failure, but success? It can be worse, my friends. First, a publicist named Teresa calls to inform you that complete strangers want to talk with you. They want you on radio. Oh no, what'll I say? Or on TV? Oh no, what will I wear? Teresa couriers you plane tickets and maps to 5 megacities. You who gets lost looking for the restroom. We'll pay for everything, she says, except 24-hour limousine service and hotel room movies. Next, the publisher sends you another book contract with an advance 3 times the amount of the first one, and you sign before they tell you they were joking. When the check arrives, so does a book cover awaiting your approval. You laugh so hard that vital organs begin to ache because you haven't written a single word of the book. As you stare at a blank first page, a marketing guru calls to tell you how many copies bookstores have pre-ordered, and you begin to experience constrictive respiratory problems. Reporters call. They ask what it's like to be an author. I write much because I am paid little, you say, and they like that. Your poverty endears you to them. My secret is applying the seat of my pants to the seat of my chair. Oh, they like that too. Others discover your phone number. Accountants, agents, critics, magazine editors, hopeful authors, the tax audit guy, fans in prison, little kids who want your picture. No man can serve 2 masters, you think, but how about 23? Surely that's possible. Enthusiasts call you late at night to discuss how your new book relates to their problems. Could you drive to their house and help them with their marriage? You tell them you've hardly seen your own wife the past week. Still, they find your address and drive long distances to tell you of their childhoods, their failures, their sins. You advise them to talk with a minister. He's tired of me, they say. You cut your hair and people write to discuss the new style. You find yourself standing before sizable audiences, you who couldn't speak up in Sunday school for fear of ridicule. You go to sleep complaining to your wife of chest pains, and she says, just say no. That's what our 2-year-old says all the time. And then one day, you wake up and smell the caffeine. It bubbles up from a beautiful letter. My life was changed forever. My family and I are following Jesus after reading your book. And you get down on your knees and repent of your whining and thank God for the privilege and the pains of being published. And you thank Him that He uses the most underqualified to do His work, because we know we can't do it without Him. And when surprising things happen, we know exactly who gets the credit. So if you'd like to be famous, I've got some advice. Forget fame. Stay faithful. Work hard. Pray like crazy. Fail often. Get back up. Keep perspective. Notice and encourage small children. Build relationships, most of all with the one who holds your life in His hands. And if God hands you a microphone, you'll be successful. If not, you'll be successful. The world needs committed moms and dads and truck drivers and dedicated plumbers and teens who swim upstream and all who poke holes in the darkness by living faithfully, by seeking God first. He's the only truly famous one. The one who gives you all you need to do all He calls you to do.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.